Okay, Rabbi, so we're going to make a siyum tonight on Masechta Shviyos. Thank everybody for coming. And that's daf. Mordechai, what's the daf?
The Mishnah Pei Vav Beis.
Mishnah Pei Vav.
Pei Zayin, it's a Gemara.
Paz Rav.
Bar Shammai, 87 words.
So the Mishnah said that if you return a chov on Shvius, if you borrow from a ger that his children or a guy with him, he doesn't have to return to his children. If he's maxer at ruach acham nechemenu, that way he won't be chayzel suray. We said if you cut it with mashicha, as long as it's not in the rishus of the makna, or you're right, in the rishus of the makna you have to use hagbah. Therefore, if you were, let's suppose, to make a deal where you didn't give them the money, if you gave him the money and then you changed your mind, that's Misha Parah. That's a little bit of a curse. Misha Parah, Mianche Darham, Mabel Daraflago, Mianche Sodom, Mimitzrayim, who wants to be Parah, Misha, I'm going to be Devura. So you have all the groups over there.
Yes, you have all the groups.
So I saw that the Hebrew Yerushalmi brings down. But the reason they picked those three is because Moha Haaretz Chamas Mevneihem, that Chamas, part of that is not keeping your word. And in Mitzrayim, they kept promising to send us out, but they kept changing their mind and not sending us out. So that's kind of like, I thought that was pretty interesting.
The Dorah Flago, where were you?
They just put those together, they said. There was nothing in Dorah Flago, it was just together with them. Yeah. Okay, so let's get to the Gemara. Rav Elazar says, Uvavad Levonov, Uvavad Levonov. So it's a very strange statement. What do you mean, Uvavad Levonov? So Rav Yossi Boy, Uvavad Levonov, what does that mean? Miesh Levonov, Marks Levonov. If the convert has sons, he returns it to the sons, but not to his daughters. Vim Ein Lai Bonim, but if he doesn't have children, Marks Levonov, they should give it to his daughters. Which sounds like the Din Torah, right? If you have sons, then the children are Yerush. If he doesn't have sons, then Mois Slocha tells us that the daughter's a Yerush. So that doesn't seem to be a big Kiddush. So the Gemara says, Shaloi Taimra, don't say the following, that what? Hoi, Oven Yerushas Hagera Dvar Torah. Since anyway, the Yerushas Hagera is not Menat Torah because it's Kachat and Shanoi Ladami. And therefore what? And therefore nobody really deserves anything. Nor of us, we're trying to act like the Goyim were accustomed to before. And as a Goy, when he in his previous life, if he had died, who would get it? The daughters and the sons would yashin together. So maybe that we're trying to make him comfortable now that he's a Yid, maybe we would think that you should split it between the boys and the girls. Shaloi tam Rav Habi and Rishu Zagyad Ratro Yash Levon.
Full of will of Nisa.
The
way you explained it.
One second.
Look on the footnote.
So what do? I explain it according to the footnote?
You explained it according to the
Gra. Oh, okay. I like the Gra's shot, so I guess I wasn't paying attention.
That was good. You did good.
So that's the way. So we'll learn that way for now. Kiyotzeh by Mishameis Sof Mishpachto. If someone died, we're going to assume this is also a Ger. And he has no relatives left. That's the end of his family. He only has his mother left. So Lo Yachzer, he doesn't have to return the money that he borrowed from her son after he passes away to the mother. Vim Hichzer, Rucham Nechemenu, they again, it's Ruchacham, or...
Is there a difference between the concept of Ruchacham Nechemenu as opposed to L'misha Asa, L'pnei Mishur Sadin?
Is there a difference between L'pnei Mishur Sadin and Ruchacham Nechemenu?
Yeah.
I don't know.
According to the last line of the Masechta, it sounds like it's very...
Maybe. I'm not sure. Hagazan off the tshuva. If a Gazan does tshuva, Ubikesh lahakzer as hagzela, he wants to return the gzela. So that person receives from him, the Chacham don't like it. So there's a lot of stuff to speak out here real quick. The Gemara, the footnote brings the Gemara. And the Bavli says that this is based on a Maisa Shahai in the time of Rebbe, that there was somebody that stole money and his wife said to him, if you're going to try to do tshuva, you won't have anything. You won't have a roof to live under because you're a professional ganav. So he was kind of discouraged from doing tshuva. So they made a takona at that time. Nobody should accept from the gazlan. So this is only true if he's like a gazlan of force, and he steals a lot. But if he steals just one or two times, this takona does not apply. That's number one.
So what kind of tshuva can he do if no one's actually getting anything back to him? Where's the tshuva?
The tshuva is that he doesn't steal anymore.
Oh, just that he stops.
He stops stealing. That's his tshuva.
And he's willing to give it back.
And the Gemara Sanhedrin, I think, has cases that where he does lift him. Mishra Sanhedrin and his tshuva. Is it Sanhedrin? I might forget. I remember. That he doesn't even steal when he's allowed to steal. Whatever. So that's number one. Yeah. I wrote down a couple of things over here. I took a few notes over here. That's Chauncey's shirt. Sorry.
Oh my goodness.
I didn't write on the back of the check. Just one second. Here it is. Just want to mention a couple of little things here. It says, let's see. Rabbeinu Tam said that Rabbeinu Akash's takana was only for his generation, but not any further generations. Chayshim Mishpat says it's only a gazlan before some that has this din. If the Nigzal insists, that's to say, let's suppose the Nigzal decides, I don't want to listen to Rachamim. I want to violate the Ruach Chacham Nechim, and I'm not interested. And he says, let him give me back my stuff. Bezdin will be koi for the Goslin to give him to pay it. It's only a kind of like the Hachila type thing, okay? If the Nigzal needs the money to pay off debts, he can also get it. Okay. Those are the few little notes I wanted to mention over here. Next. Rabbi Chiya B'Chem Nossin, Rabbi B'Chem Yerachim Omar. Let's suppose we're having an oral commitment. I'm saying, I'll buy that watch off you. Sometimes the Chachamim are not happy with you. Some say, sometimes, the language here is a little difficult because it sounds like sometimes you say, he's only handed to Mishapara. Now, Mishapara is of course much worse than Ruach Chacham Nachem. So they changed the gears here. But let's just read what it says over here. So if no money changed hands, they're merely not pleased with the one who withdraws from the deal. But if money has changed hands, then if you back out, then you're subject to Mishapara. So they're changing the gears. Zimdadan Omar Maestrin Isai La Mishapara is the gears that change, then we would make him a Mishapara. If I give my friend, I'm going to make a deal. And just to show that I'm serious about the deal, here's a ring. I give you a ring to hold on to. So that's Ubikishlak, somewhere you want to change your mind, close the road that you can change your mind. That's not a Mishapara. Mishapara is when you give money and then you change your mind. But if I give something which is Shavat Kesef, it's not as payment, but I give him something which is going to be returned Be'en. No, you'll see in a second the difference. If you give a gold coin as security, what's the din? Is that like a ring or is that like cash? So Malay Tabas, only a ring, but not a gold coin. A gold coin is different. What's the difference? So it says, Zohov Darkilishtanos. Gold can be converted into cash. What they say is like this. The pshat is not so much that it can be changed into cash. But it means that if I get a Zohov, I'll throw that into my change container where I have other pieces of Zohov which are equivalent, and I'll return to the guy who gave it to me a different piece of Zohov. He won't be mocked, but the Zohov is Zohov. Gold bar is gold bar. I don't care whether I got the gold bar I gave you or not.
Like money. Yeah.
So it's close to being money. It's not mamish money.
It's not insane, but it's very.
So that's why it's okay.
So the ring is not gold.
The ring is
it,
you can change
it. Yeah,
it
is gold.
The ring is it doesn't really matter what it's made out of. Yeah. Tabas bein it'll always go back intact. Rabbi Yankel bar Zandi, Rabbi Avuhu b'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Litan l'Kamiyot, Mikash Laksavon. Now, what happens if it's a gift? I say, look, you know, Sam, I'm going to give you a big gift. I'm going to give you this computer. That's a good gift. Okay, this computer's worth a lot of money. and I decide, you know what? I change my mind. So Chozabra, I can renege on the gift. And it's no problem. Why? So they say it's because the Gemara is going to ask the question actually. Come Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yaakov Azam. He says, what's going on over here? You made a promise, you're going to give him a gift. And then Hahein Lav Tzedek, Hahein Tzedek. Is this, you know, your yes is good as gold and your no is as good as gold? No, so you have to listen to what, you have to keep your promises. So this is also breaking a promise. What's the difference if it's a matona? So Omar, so he said the answer is like this. Vashasha Omar, Hein Shal Tzedekaya. When I said I want to give it to you, I really meant it. It's just later on, circumstances changed, and I realized I really can't afford to give this to you. It's too expensive. So they say this is only talking about a matana merubah, a very expensive present. If it's a small present, I don't have this outage. So Rav disagrees with this. So Rav Yaakov Bar Zavdi is saying that when it comes to matana, you can be chayzer. That's basically the sheet that we want to have him as, okay? Now Rav, I beg your pardon? So Rav argues on Rav Yaakov Azadi. Rav Omar, he says, they basically tell me to live on Nash. If I tell my household to give somebody a present, I won't renege my commitment. So if I tell my wife, you know, okay, let's go to the chasana, let's write him a check for, you know, $100. So that's it. Once I tell him, write the check, I'm not going to change my mind and say, you know what, let's make it $18 instead. I'm not going to do that. That's what Rav held, that once you make the commitment, so they say it's because it may be a din of being zoicha. I think they have such a svar in the footnotes. In the Hebrew, they had it anyway. I don't see it here.
You were zoicha for the person you were going
to
give it to?
Yeah.
So there's no need to say boli neder or any of that stuff?
Yeah, this isn't a question of neder at all. This is a question of whether you're hein shel tzedek, whether you decide you're going to do something, and you say you're going to do something, are you good for your word or not? So Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi held you could be chayzer, it's not a problem. And Rav does not agree with that. Rav says you cannot change your mind, even if it's a matana. Omid Beis, Peizayin Omid Beis. Masisa Pligal Rav. So we have... We have a brisa that argues on Rav. When do we say Mashiach is nikna? So we talked about this just before. Mashiach is kinda either in a public thoroughfare or if it's a chatzah that doesn't belong to anybody. Mashiach is a lokeach, but if it's lokeach, a rishus, kimen shekibol love, rishus ha-meicher. I'm sorry, kimen shekibol love. Once the cell, I'm sorry, if it's in lokeach rishus, then kivin shekibolov. Once the meicher is makabel to give it to him, he's kinda immediately because his rishus is. You don't even have to do mashiva. Rishus ha-meicher. And what? Suppose it's in the rishus of the meicher. Lekanachi agbi. You have to do hagbah. And the rishus of the meicher only hagbah is kinda. Okay. Or you can take it out of his rishus and then mashiva will work. Now this last case is let's suppose it's hoyimish kodin etzlam. Let's suppose that the guy who I'm buying from doesn't actually have the object in his property, but he has it as a pekudin by a third party. So what's the din then? So I bought it from him. Then makes a phone call. And he says, Charlie, let this watch go to Soymus. He just paid for it. Let him have it. So actually, as a kennel by him, as soon as he acquires it for the buyer, it's good enough. Or actually, ask it was becoming, or I could get the rishus upon which the watch is, and then I could get either agav or kinyan chatzah, whatever it is. So why is this a kash on Rav? The last ruling is what they want to say is a kash on Rav. Why? Because there you see the transaction is not final until formal acquisition is performed on the buyer's behalf. So in other words, it's exactly like Rav telling somebody in his household that to go be zocher in this matona for a ploni, and that case is where Rav said he would never change his mind because he felt that he was zeichen it already. Whereas over here, he can't just tell him, he has to rent the place or he has to be whatever it says over here. What does it say? Actually, he has that kenu by him, he has to actually acquire it for him. But just the dibur alone is not enough, so that's a kash on Rav.
Just not because it's the iser. because he's actually kohen.
The Gemara seems to be mashma that there's actual kinyan, yeah.
It's funny, right?
Yeah, footnote 9, it says, in Rav's case, the members of Rav's household are the equivalent of a custodian of the person giving away the present. By merely instructing the members of his household to give the item to the recipient gains ownership over it. It's unnecessary to perform a kinyan on behalf of the recipient. That's what Rav seems
to be the maskana. The problem that Menachem's pointing out is...
What's the problem?
The one we had a hard time with. The Gemara's flipping back between... Lefnim Meshur Sadin, like...
An actual kinyan.
An actual kinyan.
Yeah, so it's hard to follow it.
It's hard to follow it. But and I think the Gemara is just bringing stuff out and it's going to come back.
Right. But I mean, the footnote, I think, in the Hebrew says also it's Yad HaZaycha Kazaycha, so that it's actual source. So Mal with Rav, what does Rav do with the Brisa? So the Rav says, Kanshe Mida Imo. So the Rav has a special case that we're talking about where the recipient was standing with him. So when the recipient is standing with him, that's a famous rule of Maimon Shlashton. Maimon Shlashton, you're kind of even with Deber alone. Kavashulahim Mida Imo. But here with the Brisa is a case where he wasn't standing with him and therefore you're not kind. So the case with the household is talking about whether it was actually, he was there standing there. I'll bring a raya. See, a person gave what? He gave him a deposit for salt. So he gave him a monetary deposit for salt. Say he gave him $20 for $100 worth of salt. Before it was delivered, the salt became more expensive. It became more expensive. So now my $100 worth of salt is now worth $110. Also, the guy Rav. So they came from. So the seller went to Rav to find out if he can back out of the deal because he's going to lose that $10. On Malay, you can call everybody nice. So you could give him salt equal to the insecurity. You could give him. If I get in my example, I gave a $20 deposit. So either give him $20 worth of salt, I guess at the new price or at the old price. Not sure.
The old price.
At the old price.
It has to be old.
At the old price?
Otherwise, it's
Mishapara. Well, Yimsalol or else he can give him over for Mishapara. So, let's see. Yeah, so it's considered a down payment, and therefore it's a Mishapara, okay?
Rob's case was never rose to the level of Mishapara. I think that's what the footnote says.
In Rob's case
His
Anshe Beis. Oh, that was a Matona. This is a case of Mecher. Yeah. Mikla for Shitasi the Rav. So Rav's apparently reversed. Tamon hu Amar. In the earlier case, Kar Ano Amar Levnei Beisim Vitei Matona Levanash. Leino Chazabi. In the previous page, we said if he's going to give a gift, he's not going to change his mind. Kar Hu Amar Hakin. Over here, he says the opposite.
That he can change.
That what? That he did not fully acquire any of the salt.
Other than the Erosa.
Besides the deposit. It must therefore be true that when Rav instructed his household not to make a commitment, he was referring to where all three parties were standing together, and that was not the case in the salt. So that's basically the Gemara just trying to prove from this case that we're talking about Takhtamim and Shlashdun. So Gemara says, Tamonim and Sadin. That is the strict law, this is, I guess, a different answer. Tamon Lamina Sadin, that we're referring to the strict laws to say that the seller could retract Umad Rav Noeg, but with this, that he was Noeg in his family, Lamidas Hasidus, that was a piety, that was an act of piety.
The whole case.
Which case? The salt case?
Yeah. Whenever anybody sells anything as a deposit, the deposit's it's only a cash flow question. Because the transaction was done, what's the time that they should be able to get more than the value?
I didn't pay you fully for it.
So what? But that was just a means of.
So if I give you a deposit on a cash purchase, are you not able to be chozer?
I would think not. It's only payment terms. It's like saying I'm buying a car and I'm paying it out over 36 months. You still bought the car now. I don't
I don't know if it's like that. Even in the car, the bank will give a check for the full amount to the dealer.
Okay,
so I don't know.
It's a Mishapara on the down payment itself.
Yes.
On the down payment, it's a Mishapara.
Yeah,
He wants to know why you could be Chayzer altogether, even on the rest of it, the whole thing.
He hasn't made a kinyan.
Down payment.
Because he hasn't.
I think it's a mashko. He's showing his intent. It sounds like from the plain groceries, it's a mashko, meaning he gives him a watch, and he says, hold the price for $100 for the barrel.
Is that what it says?
No, he gives him 20% down.
He deposited a security for the salt.
20%
salt. No, you're right, maybe it's in a rub, maybe it's just a deposit. That makes more sense.
Yeah, it wasn't a down payment.
I translated it wrong. I'm sorry, I apologize.
Right, they do bring it down payment.
My barrel
they
of
do?
13.
Okay.
That's what it says. It says a down payment, 13.
That which was given as a security is considered a down payment. That's what 13 says.
You didn't give him $20 out of the $100. You gave him an object.
Okay, everybody read along with me.
Do we have to start the new masechta now, or that's
we're gonna bench for?
Okay.
That was inspiring. Okay. Have a coin here? Is there a coin? You want a bench?
No, I don't want a bench. I want somebody else to do that.
You want a bench? David?
No. You should leave benching.
Bench.
You're by far the youngest person here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry.
Okay.
Thank you, Stewie, for hosting the next.
He's washing, but he's not eating bread anyway.